VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let me ask you this question. Why do you think women, women at all levels, women at all points of their lives, are embracing a no-boundaries mindset as they rewrite their lives, and often multiple times? Now, this is a statement, this is a quote from an article that was written in Pink Magazine by my guests today, Diana Holman and Ginger Pape. This is an opportunity for every one of us to see that we have multiple dimensions in our lives. As women, that we are powerful, regardless of what our ages are. And two women who have taken this message out into the world in a very, very powerful voice are my guests today, Diana Holman and Ginger Pape. Repotting is the book, 10 Steps to Redesigning Your Life. It's more than a book. It really is a wake-up call for many of us who are wondering why we're feeling lost, why we're feeling empty, why we keep asking ourselves, is this all there is? I'm thrilled to have both of my guests today. Let me just tell you a little bit about them. Diana Holman is an entrepreneur, well-known expert who speaks worldwide. She speaks to corporate audiences and people like you and me alike. She has founded Women Trend, and this is the first company to analyze and interpret trends created by affecting female consumers. That's you, that's me, that's the people that you know. And she has been a consultant in the corporate world for companies like Estee Lauder, Lifetime, Anheuser-Busch, Nike, and many, many others. She's joined today by Ginger Pape, a former Wall Street executive and Washington-based corporate officer of a Fortune 100 company. She has founded the Women's Business Center, which trains women to start and expand their own businesses, as well as the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. These two women are joining me today because we are creating an opening for every one of you out there that is really scratching your head, trying to figure out what's going on in your life, and wondering if there is a next step. Thank you both for joining the show today.
We're happy to be here, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
I'm telling you, this is such an exciting book. This is such an exciting conversation. And there are many, many people, women that are waiting to hear this show. Let me just say one thing to you, and I want you to comment on it. One of the most the question that I get asked most often when my listeners call in, and, you know, I have other guests on the show, is questions about my purpose. I'm looking for my purpose. Where do I go from here? What is your sense of what's happening with women? And it's not just women, you know, 50, 60. These are women, my experience, women at many different ages.
Well, Dr. Pat, this is Diana. This is a trend that is for women 35 plus usually, but it can be women from all backgrounds, any ethnicity, any income level. Doesn't matter whether they've been working, not working. I think women today are seeking time and space away from their ordinary lives to connect with something that is meaningful and brings fulfillment into their lives. But you can't do that if you are going to be living at warp speed all the time. And so, as I say, because this is for women at any life stage, it doesn't matter what your chronological age is, it's what is your life stage. And you may be wanting to trade in a dream job for diaper duty. You may be a high-achieving woman who wants to turn your back on the warp speed workplace in favor of raising children. You may be a person who's been at home volunteering, raising a family, who wants to launch herself and test herself in new waters. So such as in a job. You may be a retiree who is looking for a new way to connect with something meaningful in her life. And what we've tried to do in our book, Repotting, is to use the gardening analogy to help women understand how they can create growth and fulfillment in their lives, but it requires actually getting down in the dirt, digging and delving, and doing some exercises to make sure that you can achieve your own personal landscape plan.
Well, I love what you're talking about. By the way, I love the analogy, the repotting analogy. And as I was preparing for this show, I couldn't help but flash back on my own life and think of how often I've been digging down in the dirt and how grateful I am that I was able to get out of it.
Right. That's so true. And all the mistakes on the compost heap of your life. I mean, there are deviations along the way, different paths women take. But the fact is that when you do spend some time, and this does take time, in this crazy world, this world we live in is running so fast, everyone's reactive, we have developed a repotting philosophy, which includes less is more, you have to take time to make time, and really forget about the whole constant balance idea. I think women run around with this neon sign in their head, I must have balance, I must have balance, and balance then becomes the end result. They have to learn to be able to be flexible and also maybe do less so that they can accomplish more meaningful things in their lives.
Well, I've got to ask you, here you both are, and two women who are quite accomplished, two women who pretty much, it sounds like, have been at this place where you have been busy, 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 totally involved in careers, in life, really on that treadmill that is going so fast, and yet you've stopped to write this book. What does this mean to you? What does this book mean to you?
Well, for me, Dr. Pat, it was the result of 10 years of immersing myself in the lives of women in my trend company, Woman Trend. I identified many trends early on that were for women, but this particular one was the one that stuck with me after I sold my business. And Ginger and I connected because of her particular stage in her life, where she had been training all these women and saw this need that they had to change their lives in order to feel that they were more meaningful. This wasn't just a matter of changing jobs. We are changing, you know, becoming a volunteer when you hadn't been one. This was a matter of reaching deep down, finding what the motivating value in yourself is, and then bringing that to the forefront so that you can live your values and put your values in the driver's seat. And that's what happened to me. I had been working very hard for a number of years. I'd had a career in Washington with trade associations in the energy field, started two different businesses, a public relations one and then the Woman Trend Company, and decided it was time to take a break, spend time with my grandchildren, and do the things that were very meaningful to me, travel with my husband, and a wide variety of things. Ginger was at the same place.
I'd been running my own business. In fact, Diana and I at one point were business partners, and my husband was taking over a huge job. I had one child in school, and I had another on the way, and I was feeling like I was living three lives, none of them very well. And so my gut was, I've got to jump off this cliff, stop this, and, you know, pay more attention to my family, which I did. Now, what was interesting, Dr. Pat, for me, was that the moment I made the jump off the cliff, while I felt I was doing the right thing in my gut, I also was, who am I now that I'm not president of my own company? You know, I'm not making this money anymore. It was a real soul-searching time.
Oh boy, yeah. I totally understand what you're saying. Soul-searching in a very, very deep way.
Yes. And what was interesting for me was then I became panicked, and I started loading up my schedule with a lot of activities, some of which were very worthwhile, which our family still does today and is very important, which is community service. We do it as a family. It's a family project. It is important to each and every member of our family. It's a glue activity for all of us. But then I had all these other things, and pretty soon, in this new life, I was in spin cycle again, and I thought, wait a minute, this isn't working. And at the time, Diana and I kind of started having these conversations, and I realized the thing that was missing for me in this whole decision was a plan, was a logical plan where you spend time soul searching and then try to really figure out how are you going to put your passion in the center of your life, at that time my family, but also manage other things and still feel fulfilled. And so the book is really the nexus of Diana's experience, my experience, the trends. Diana has conducted numerous focus groups throughout the country. We've interviewed hundreds of women. Some of their stories are in this book. My experience with the Women's Business Center. We bring all of this together in a very practical way to provide a step-by-step approach for women to look at their lives. And in the first part of the book, they're sort of training to repot. Do they need more fertilizer, education, training? Do they need more light, wellness, spirituality, physical activity? And then the second part is, you know, how to get in touch with the touchstone in their inner garden and put that in the center of their life and develop a plan.
Well, I want to thank you both for sharing this and taking this out there, because there's a caricature I have, and it's something that someone drew for me when I experienced what you just described as that panic look on your face after you're no longer in that, 24/7 job, and you no longer have the title. It's like a character. It's like one of those caricatures you see of the cat splattered on the windshield of the car.
Right.
That's exactly the way it felt for me.
Yes.
And I think what's interesting about this trend, Dr. Pat, is we're seeing women now as deciders about their own lives. The ability to grapple with, and it's not always easy, we aren't saying it's easy, to find what actually is going to drive you and motivate you in a positive way. I think that is what we're seeing as a major trend. And what's different about it in this century is that women have gone through a lot of stages. I mean, in the 70s, there was a whole feminist movement. In the 80s, it was you can have it all. In the 90s, it was balance. But now we're in the 21st century, and women have come to a sort of a plateau. They know that they can do a variety of things, and they have so many choices that sometimes it is just that is overwhelming. Well, what am I going to do? Do I want to be, an executive? Do I want to be a potter? How do I want to achieve my sense of inner selfhood?
And exactly.
And then basically, how do I start doing it? So many people and women whom we've interviewed have said, I know what you're saying. I think about it every day, but I don't know where to start.
Well, we've got lots to talk about in this show. We're going to take a short break here on VoiceAmerica.com. And when we come back, we're going to be talking again with Diana Holman and Ginger Pape. Their book that is getting ready to come out after their appearance on television, we'll tell you a little bit about that, Repotting 10 Steps to Redesigning Your Life. And don't we know what this feeling is like? Don't we know what it's like to have this urge and not quite know how to take that next step? I also want to let you know you are welcome to call in throughout this show with your questions, your comments. You can send me an email at pat@thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, and we'll take your questions, we'll take your comments. The website, if you're following along with this show, is www.repotting.com. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, more with this fabulous, fabulous conversation. Stay tuned, everyone.
VoiceAmerica.com. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we've got, as I said before, another fabulous show. I love the way that we are interviewing such fabulous people, taking their gifts out into the world. And I want to mention that this is such a breakthrough conversation, that you're hearing this before the book. Before it airs, Diana and Ginger hit major television, because this is a topic that is very, very important to me. As most of you know, you've listened to some of my archives, you know my story. You know that after 25 years, executive in a Fortune 100 company, how your life can change. And you wake up one day and you look in the mirror and you say, who the heck am I? Am I worth anything now? What is my worth? What is my value? Can I live my life? Do I have anything that is creative? Do I have a gift to give in this world? And how do I go about it? That's the huge question. That's the big one right there. How do I go about now, this next part of my life? And what Diana Holman and Ginger Pape have done is they've given us a blueprint. Women like me, women like you, that are contemplating the next phase, the next level, whatever you want to call it, of your life. It is called repotting. The book will be out March 1st, and their website is www.repotting.com. They're here today as women that have experienced what it's like to look in the mirror and have that dazed and confused look, and then get caught back up in the same old, same old. We're here to tell you there's another way. Thank you both for joining the show today.
Well, thank you for having us, Dr. Pat. You know, one thing you said I think was very important, this idea of looking in the mirror and saying, you know, who am I? What we heard from so many women we spoke with, Dr. Pat, was this idea of wanting to give back. This is such a motivating factor for many women at, you know, different life stages, but all of them seem to have this strong need to repay in some way the community, the world, their family for the various inspirations and successes that they've had along the way. And so for a lot of women, not everyone, but for many of them, the motivation to take stock and have this pushing the pause button moment is to find a way to give some of the success or the good things that have happened to them a chance to grow in a different garden and to help other people. And that's another reason we like this gardening analogy. You know, there are 57 million women gardeners in this country, and gardening is, I don't know, $36-38 billion industry. So we know that this concept resonates. Even if it's a woman who's never managed to have a plant grow in her life, she wants to. She wants to get her fingers dirty. She wants to get out there and do something that is creative and encourages growth. And we like this idea of developing a personal life landscape plan, just as you would for your own garden. You have to go out there and see what's going to grow where. Where is there enough sun? Where is there too much sun? Where do I need more space in my garden? Where do I need, you know, water? Where do I need fertilizer? And we've made these analogies with the different things you can put into your life in order to grow and create and become the person that you want to be.
I think sometimes we need analogies or metaphors or symbols in order for us to make sense and get ourselves, take ourselves away from that very thing that's happening to us in that moment. And don't you believe that if women are at this place where they're stopping and they're looking, there's some level of pain going on that they are faced with, or some challenge, something's not right for them to be asking the question, wow, is this all there is?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's what happened to me.
And me.
I jumped off that cliff, had the sort of look in my eyes of total fear, confusion. What do I do? You know, I want to spend time with my family. I want to put them in the center of my life. And yet, how do I live a life that makes that happen? And how do I get there? And that's so important to take time and make time to kind of step back and get some perspective. And that's the first thing we do in this book, is talk about getting the non-essentials out of your life. And in order to create more time to kind of think about, research, what things interest you. We've had so many interesting stories. We had a woman who for years was in the lobbying industry, was a lawyer, and had been reading all kinds of books and one day tried to put a military history book back in her tiny library and decided to rearrange all the books because she couldn't fit the book in the shelf. And when she had all the books in piles on the floor of her library, found that military history books were the preponderance of books in her library. And all of a sudden a light bulb went off in her head and she said, oh my, this is something I've been reading about but I'm really interested in. And she pursued that interest. You know, there's all kinds of ways to determine what your interest is. But we have developed something we call the values orbit, where we help women come up with what's in the center of their lives, what's important to them, and reflect on that, and then go off and research interests.
How do you help women? How do I ask this question? What do we say to women that are in this place where they know that they have a yearning to do, to be, to change something, and yet are so influenced by all of the people around them, the family, the friends? I mean, you know, we're talking about really stepping forth in an act of freedom, and yet at the same time, we can be influenced by so many people, so many things that would keep us in the same old, same old.
You're so right, Dr. Pat. And I think one of the things that we start with in the book is this question of your mindset. Because in order to do the kind of change we're talking about, you really need to change your mindset. And the first mindset you need to look at very carefully and put under the microscope is your time mindset. Because you cannot have the time to do this unless you make time for it. And the time lens is, you know, for every woman. Every woman filters every decision she makes every day and her life situation through this time lens. Do I have enough time? Can I create a block of time? Do I have a time deficit? Do I want more time prosperity? Am I going to spend all my time deepening, in other words, multitasking? I mean, what do people do in 20 minutes? You know, it could be that you're working on email while you're on the phone, while you're, you know, shoving toys at your toddler, and you're still trying to do your work. So this sense of deepening time has created even more anxiety and stress for women. So I think that help moment that you're talking about can occur, you know, very rapidly when you get under this kind of pressure. For other women, perhaps it's that their time is not filled enough or not filled with the kinds of things they want. And that's why one of the very important concepts in our book, again in the gardening analogy, is once you rip out those weeds, those non-essentials that are in your life, don't start filling in those blocks of time immediately with, you know, other activities. Let fallow beds lie. You have created an opening in your garden. Let it sit there unfilled for a while so that you can actually think about what you want to put in it. So I think, you know, this help moment that you've described comes to people in a different way at a different time, but everybody is concerned about making time to create the life they want to live. I think for women, too, another important mindset is the legacy mindset. So many women feel this deep need to stop and take stock of important values because they want to have a sense of place, a sense of heritage, and a sense of tradition. I mean, who is it in your family, Dr. Pat, who handles all the photos and the photo albums, and why are women driving the scrapbooking trend? Because they are the gatekeepers in the family who maintain the records on the milestones in people's lives. And if women are getting to the point where they're saying, you know, I don't even have time to do that. I don't have time to mark the important occasions in my family's life because I'm running at such a fast pace. So this is another instigator for repotting, we feel.
Well, and what you're talking about is so important because it kicks in from a psychological perspective. It kicks in the potentiality for a cycle of what I like to look at is this idea of feeding your own level of lack of self-worth. Because more and more that we do, and the more and more that we learn we cannot do, it's very hard for us, for the most part, women who are very used to accomplishing, to get to the point where there's so much on their plate that they cannot do something well.
Right. Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? And so I want to hear from you when we come back from break. I think this is such an exciting conversation, and I want to commend you for putting this book together. I know it is going to be an inspiration for so many women who are really looking in the mirror and honestly, like I was, dazed and confused until a light bulb goes on. And that time that you're talking about, I took a year off. After a 25-year career, I took a year and took my dog up in Washington State, up on Capitol Hill, and had coffee every day. But I have to tell you, that was one of the hardest things I could ever do.
And going down is hard.
less is more is hard, but in the end, it comes out so much better.
Well, I'll tell you, and we'll just leave this as a teaser for when we come back. For me, it enabled me to sit and really see what I wanted to do, and what it happened for me at the time is I applied to doctoral program, and I went back to school. Now, that may not be for everyone, but at the same time, sitting for that time was yet the best part of my life, and boy, it was some agonizing days, and we'll talk more about that when we come back. I've got an email also from Lynn I want to share with you. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll return to the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guests today are Diana Holman and Ginger Pape. We're talking about their brand new book. It is a must-read, Repotting, 10 Steps to Redesigning Your Life. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. And I do want to invite you, if you have a question or a comment, you can call us exactly at that number, 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. Are you stuck? Are you ready to repot? Well, let me say this to you. My very special guests for today have written a book and have done more than written a book, and you'll hear what I'm talking about in a minute. Diana Holman and Ginger Pape are here with me today. The book that is yet to be released, you can actually pre-order it right now on their website at www.repotting.com, is going to be released very soon here, March 1st, I believe. And this is a book that will help you step out, change your life, and create the life that you want. If you are like any one of the three of us women, then you know what we're talking about. The question is, are you ready to repot? And that is a question you get to answer right on the website as well, clicking into an interactive, what they call a repotting readiness test. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Diana and Ginger, I want to thank you so much for joining the show today. As I said before, this is a book that is much needed for women who are at the place where we were years ago and really could use a little help with getting started. So thank you.
We're happy to be here.
And we're happy to present this book because we have been in that exact situation ourselves, and we know how fear can paralyze people, and it can come in different ways. It could be a fear of change. It could be a fear of losing something to gain something else. I mean, many of us are challenged by our own fears, and when we're about to begin repotting, we have to face this fear factor that's associated with risk-taking. One of our chapters is devoted just to determining, are you a person who can handle risk? Because there's no question that, you know, jumping off the cliff into something new does require a certain amount of courage, and you can train yourself in that way, but some people, you know, are frozen with fear. So the choice between the comfortable but unfilling status quo and the unknown future sometimes creates enormous fear in women, and they need to grapple with this and face it if they're going to repot.
You know, what was the tipping point for both of you? I mean, what was the point where you experienced something personal in your lives where you said, look, I've got to look at this. I've got to face my fear. I've got to make a change and jump off the cliff.
Well, for me, Pat, I had been originally, when we moved to Washington in 1976, I was in the energy industry for 8 years and left a government position, a rather high level, when the agency was being disbanded. And all of a sudden, I had to say, well, wait a minute, I'm no longer the director of industry relations for an $88 billion government agency. What am I going to do? Who am I? How am I going to start again? And what I realized was that I wanted more control over my life. I didn't care if I had to work hard. That wasn't the issue. I was very willing to work hard. But I wanted to know that if I did work hard and invest myself in something, I was going to get the payback and have the freedom of choice to either go forward or not. And that's when I decided to become an entrepreneur. So for me, it was an issue of getting some control back over my life and also reaching my potential, which I felt had not been fully realized in my government position. I had been rather stifled by the bureaucracy, and I felt I could do better. And that's when I jumped off the cliff, so to speak, and went out into the entrepreneurial world, which in the early 80s was not as easy as it is today. There were no SBA loans. There was nobody there to give you a hand up. Or else, you know, whatever was there was very difficult to unearth. And so the concept of a woman-owned business then, you know, particularly in a city like Washington, which was at that point very dominated by male-owned businesses, was a difficult one, but one that I felt driven to do for myself and also for my family. I wanted to earn more money.
And in my case, Pat, I worked for the American Stock Exchange. I was one of the highest level women at the time at the stock exchange. I opened and ran their Washington office. I was the only woman head of a exchange office at the time, working very hard, and it was the birth of my son and the idea of having to constantly travel back and forth between Washington and really feeling like I have this wonderful child and I have absolutely no time to spend with him. And Lillian Vernon at the time was on the board of the American Stock Exchange, and she said, you know, 50% of the problem in starting a new business is the fear factor. And she said, just jump off the cliff and it will all be fine. And of course, my biggest concern, I had this wonderful notion of starting a business so, like Diana, I could have control over my time, develop a staff so I could be with my son at important times. And yet I was totally wrapped up in knots about making that change. And through a number of, you know, supportive friends, my husband, and, of course, these good words from Lillian Vernon, I decided to just do it. And luckily, my first client became the American Stock Exchange. I went on to have a very successful business, a business in which I could work and leave, take my child home from school, go back to work late at night, you know, at my house. I mean, I worked it out so that I could do the family work thing. Then, of course, with the advent of my husband taking on a much bigger job and another child on the way and really feeling pressed, like I wasn't doing anything very well. I got to the point where the business was growing and I was just constantly rushing from thing to thing and not enjoying anything I was doing. More importantly, not liking who I was at the time. You know, the person that I knew myself to be, I just wasn't knowing myself at that time. And I decided at that moment to once again jump off the cliff and get out of the whole business thing, to take some time to be with my family and to volunteer and do all of the things. And ultimately it led to Diana and I writing this book, because as I said, when I made that change, I had no plan, and I needed a plan.
I think another thing, Dr. Pat, that Ginger brought up that's so important, and we talk about it in the book, is consulting with the people around you. It doesn't matter if you're single or if you're married and have a family. When you embark on something like this, you do need, as you point out, support around you, whether it's your dog sitting with you while you have coffee or whether it's your husband. Ginger and I were very lucky. We both had very supportive husbands who saw us through the ups and downs of many of our choices. But we also had a family that stood by us. Both my children were, you know, 100% behind me. But what we recommend in the steps as for the women in this manual, this how-to handbook, is that they actually spend time consulting with your network. And if it's a family, you need to create a family constitution. I mean, who's going to do what if you change your life? How are the gaps going to be filled? Who's going to be responsible for emptying the waste baskets if you're, you know, leaving home every morning at 7 to start on a new endeavor, whatever that is? So I think getting the buy-in from the people around you who care about you, and for single women, it's consulting your network. Maybe it's a mentor you've had. Maybe it's your family, but they don't live close to you. Maybe it's your circle of friends. And seeing, getting their feedback and having, seeing that they can help you and stand by you if you're attempting to change your life in this way.
Well, I think it's a very, very important point that you're making, and yet I want to ask you this question, because for most of us, and I think this is something that we've seen in studies, women are very, very, very good at giving. The question I would ask you, how good are we at asking for help?
Not very good, and we did notice that, although I will give you one example of one of the women we interviewed, which is such a great story, we think. She was single, very accomplished lawyer, young, in her 30s, had worked for one law firm, joined a different one, and was on the fast track, and they called her in and said, we'd like to make you a partner. And she's, by this time, she had been working 14-hour days for so long. She hadn't been able to walk her dog or have lunch with a friend for years, and she was very tired of being tired.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, she said, well, what does it mean to be partner? And they said, well, you get a bigger piece of the pie. And she said, I don't like this pie. I don't like the way it tastes. I don't want any more pie. And she quit. But what she did was, she had, by the way, she had no job to go to. She didn't know what she was going to do. She started on the kind of research that we recommend in this book, and she consulted all of her friends and acquaintances and colleagues and said, well, you know me, whether it was someone who she knew from work or someone in her family or her network of friends. And she said, you've known me now for X number of years. What do you think I should do? And she made up her mind that she was not going to prejudge any recommendation that they made. She wasn't going to immediately dismiss it or immediately embrace it. She was simply going to accept and consider everything that came her way. And she took time off. She went to a friend's beach house. She walked on the beach with her dog. She gave a lot of thought to the input she was getting. And at the end of the process, one of her friends said, you know, when I'm with you, the times that you're the happiest are when you're in the kitchen baking. And it's been that way since we were 13 together. And she realized that this was absolutely the truth. And so she embarked on a job where she can bake and be a pastry chef, and she's working 14-hour days, but she loves it. So here was a person who didn't know what she wanted to do at all, but who decided that it was worthwhile to consult the people who knew her in various respects. And it was very helpful to her because she did get in touch with herself through a friend. And, you know, that can be a solution for some people. And you're right, asking for help is difficult for women. But when they do ask for it, other women are usually very forthcoming and helpful, and family members as well.
Well, I so appreciate what you're saying, and I owe so much to my best friend who helped me along the way. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Diana Holman and Ginger Pape. We're talking about repotting. The book is Repotting, 10 Steps for Redesigning Your Life. We'll be right back with the show. We've got lots to cover, and boy, what a fabulous invitation for each and every one of us. We'll take a short break, and when we're back, we're back with the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned, everyone.
Listen wherever, whenever. VoiceAmerica.com. Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat at the drpatshow.com. Again, that's pat at the drpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen, and you know me for the chicken soup for the soul, but right now I want to tell you that you've got to listen to my friend Dr. Pat. If you want insights that are out of sight, if you want to go to the next level in your life, you keep listening to this show, because she is so kind and generous that she even lets me recommend my website, markvictorhansen.com, and if you go there, we want to give you goodies. But Pat is giving you the goodies of a bigger, better mind-brain complex so you can get results that have results that are residual, so you get to have money freedom, time freedom, spiritual freedom, relationship freedom, and go to the highest level, which she's teaching you, which is your genius freedom.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. If you want to find out more about what we are doing, if you want to get information in advance about my guests, especially my guest today, you can sign up for our newsletter. All of our archives are free. We do not charge. And as a matter of fact, we have released all of the copyright laws associated with them. We want you to download these shows. We want you to share them with your friends. This is in the spirit of helping each and every one of us live life full out. So please go ahead and do that. As a matter of fact, we're actually changing the wording on our new website at thedrpatshow.com. My guests today, Diana Holman and Ginger Pape, are here. They are the authors of Repotting 10 Steps for Redesigning Your Life. I want to thank you both for joining the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, for having us.
Our pleasure.
Well, an email that I received during the show is going to really spark the conversation for this last segment, and it's from an individual that has a fabulous, fabulous job but would like to do more in her life, not necessarily wanting to leave, but wanting to start perhaps a second career. And I know that you talk about the rules for repotting in the book as well as partial repotting, and I wonder if you could share those ideas with our listeners.
Well, in our rules for repotting, Pat, one of the things, rule number 9, experiment, embrace trial and error. We found a number of women that we interviewed who are successful repotters really weren't sure. They liked what they were doing, but they wanted to enlarge and expand their life and perhaps make a total change. They weren't quite sure, so they experimented. We have a woman who started a real estate appraisal company, commercial and residential, highly successful, but felt that there was something missing in her life. The meaning wasn't quite there, and thought that through all the massages she herself had experienced, that maybe she would be a good person to take up being a masseuse. And she took courses and started working in that field while keeping her business, and in the experiment realized two things. One, that just by experimenting, she was energized and stimulated. Two, by going and expanding her horizons, she felt that her job as CEO of this appraisal company, that she could approach it differently. She'd learned some things. So in the end, she only did what we call partially repotting. She remained as the, and is still today, the head of her own real estate appraisal company. And on the side, takes a few patients and does massage. And she said she's taken all that she's learned in expanding her horizons and this whole repotting process and turned it back towards her current work, and has changed the way she's running her business and has a whole different mindset and outlook.
But you know, Dr. Pat, not everybody is going to be successful when they undertake these changes. Some people may, as we pointed out, experiment with something and decide this isn't working for them. But, you know, there is no failure in repotting. Every step that women take along this journey to find fulfillment and meaning is worthwhile. So even if you take the risk and you fail, you don't feel that you failed. You feel that it's a growth process. And, by the way, our book is evergreen. You may decide after you've done a partial repotting that this is the wrong time in your life. You're not there yet. You're not at the life stage that's going to allow you to do the kinds of things that you're contemplating. So you might postpone that and take this up again in 2 or 3 years. So it's evergreen. It's a process that you can embark on at any life stage, at any time, and it still will have worthwhile aspects to it for you. And make no mistake, you might fail on one level, but, you know, like the person who decided to become a fitness instructor, and then after she tried it, decided she couldn't earn a living that way, but she ended up with a fit body, a new set of friends, and a new habit of self-discipline in her life to help her on her next repotting journey. So there are lots of positives that come out of embarking on the repotting process, and we want to emphasize that to people. It may not work. It may be an experiment that, you know, takes you in a different direction even. You may start out going toward, you know, as you did, gaining another credential, mm-hmm. a new degree, and in the process you may find something completely different that you want to explore instead. So it's a way to open your life, not close doors in your life.
Well, what you've said is so important. I want to really emphasize this because if there's one thing that women get from listening to this show today, I hope you get more than one thing, but one of the things that you just said is so important, and that is maybe it's not the right time. When I was 23 years old, and believe me, it's a long story. I'm going to give you the short version. When I was 23 years old, I turned to my best friend, and I said, Linda, I am going to get a PhD. Now, I did not know very much about a PhD at age 23, and you have to know a little bit about my story to understand that. But at 23, I said to her, I am going to get a PhD. I didn't know why that was important for me to do. I didn't know that it would ever really happen. But something you said was very important, and that is, it may not be the right time. So don't give up your dream.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
This is what I heard you say. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. Do not give up your dream.
And if you don't have the right dream yet, get focused on learning what that dream might be. As you said, you weren't even sure what getting a PhD meant for you. But you went out after it, and it turned out to be, it sounds like to me anyway, Dr. Pat, the right decision for you.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it's been a very interesting journey, and some things happen to us in life, and we think, wow, this is the worst thing in the world. You know, for me, going through the experience I went through in corporate America with the downsizing experience, and I was the director of human resources, and I could not implement a downsizing strategy. So you both understand what that's like when you're in a corporate job and you're in human resources and they tell you to implement a policy and you don't. And so, you know, the universe operates in some wonderful ways. But the point is that I think you're making with your book, and I want to thank you again for joining the show and for writing this book, is that we can, through what you've laid out in repotting, we can, as women, restructure, we can change our lives, and we can do it in a way that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both for joining the show. I'm so honored that you have elected to share your story with us on this show, and I want to thank you very much and wish you all the best success. I know we'll be talking again.
Thank you,
Dr. Pat.
All right, everyone. Again, Repotting, 10 Steps for Redesigning Your Life. Check out the website, repotting.com. Until next week, make yourself a fabulous, fabulous week. Same,